Okay, we're holding in Reish Nun Beis, and we are up to Sif Hei. So we ended up last time with a question of David asked about Gamri Bidei Adam. We said anything that's Gamri Bidei Adam, meaning it's possible for the person to complete the Malacha, for example, Bein HaShemashah is like a pot that's on the fire, even though Bein HaShemashah, so it may not be right to eat, but the person has the ability, he's the one who set it up, and he has the ability to have it completed, so, and it's going to be completed, so it's not muksa, even though Bein HaShemashah, it may not have been edible and been muksa. So yes, what about a wet shirt or something like that, right? We find that if it's wet or in Bein HaShemashah, it becomes muksa. Why did you say that's Gamri Bidei Adam? So the truth is that the Velt asked this question. You mechaven to Ali Gedolei HaPoskim, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Vosner, Rav Yashiv, v'chule. Everybody asked the question. So the question is a kasha as opposed to a raya. In other words, it's not a shver halacha. That halacha is shver from this Gamri Bidei Adam. So some they talk about different terutzim. Some just leave it as a question, it's kasha, and others say that it's talking about that it's so wet and dirty and disgusting in a way that the person himself doesn't really think that it's going to become usable on Shabbos. And then Itaka did. Right? Itaka became, he was able to use it. But since it's Itaka not Gamri Bidei Adam, meaning it wasn't really something that the das was that it was going to become usable, because it was so soaking wet and maybe muddy or something like that, Epizazoi, that's the case. You have to say that's the case where it's Muksa. But now, any other case, not. You have to make an ukimta, that's what it's talking about. I think Rav Yashiv says, he wants to say that that since the muksa of something wet is not just because it's not usable, the muksa is because it's a gzeira shema yischait. There's a problem. So whenever it's because it's not a usable thing, if it's going to be completed or you set it up to be completed, bidei adam, then a person's not mekatze daitai from it, and he doesn't set it aside. But when there's another gzeira involved that makes it usher to move the Bein HaShemashah, and that's the gzeira shema yischait, so then gamra bidei adam doesn't help for that gzeira. I think that's what Rabbi Yashiv says. In the Sefer Shavus Yitzchok, he has in Parakhes, Chelagal, Parakhes, he has a long parak called Gamri Bidei Adam. So I told Rabbi Herschel this morning, I was talking it over with him, I said, really what I have to do is make a list of all the Gamri Bidei Adams, and then you'll be able to get each case, you like, there's another twist to what's the gather of it, you know? Why is this okay? Why is that? Right, Groigris and Simukim is the prototype of something that's Muksa in the Gemara. Why? Because you are Madche B'Yadayim. You set it aside because till it's going to become, from when it's fresh grapes, till it becomes dried, it becomes so not edible, so it's called madcha biyadayim. So even if it becomes roy on Shabbos, it's too late. So that's a case where you're madcha biyadayim. Now you have cases where it's biyadcha, or you set it up that it should be ready, like a pot. Now, these are two extremes. Now, sometimes you might have cases in the middle, and where they fall, you know, l'chara, to get the gedder exactly of how to be magder, gamra b'dei adam, that was my answer this morning. How you magder, gamra b'dei adam? So he said, well, this case like this, and this case like that, and it's, it has to, we'll get to, and have to get a project to get a clark cut in it, but the aside is that your question from the shirt, the wet shirt, that all the pites can grapple with. Rosh Hashanah Chuvah, and Rav Azar, I saw both the Chuvahs talk about it, and Rav Yashiv talks about at least those pites. They all ask this question, and like I said, it's a kasha, not a raya.
Why aren't the other ones worried about the
sticky part? This doesn't make a difference. If it's going to dry, it doesn't make any difference. If it's going to dry, right? Now you could say also you didn't really do anything. I think someone said that last time. A pot, the pshat is you put it on the fire, and that's the mahalach of it. What's it called? You just put something to hang, like it's not really you. It could be it's not so gamra b'dei adam because it may depend on the weather. It depends if it gets, what if it rains, what if it is. So it's not so much biyadcha. So that might be more like Matcha B'Yadayim. As I'm saying, you have to find all the different cases to figure it out. But they're very busy, the Paiskim, trying to figure out why that is a problem. Okay, Sif Hei, that's what we're up to. Reishon Beis Sif Hei. Umutu Livteach Mayim Legina Veim Nishachim V'Alchem B'Chal HaShabbos. So again, we're talking about things that you could start on Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to open the spout of water to your garden, and they continue watering the garden. Why? Because we don't care. Well, you could start it even though it continues on Shabbos. Ulhaniach kilor Ovo al ha'ayin, if you want to put a keeler, in the parentheses it says sam shel refuah. It's a type of a cream or a thickness. That's why it's ova, some thick type of medicine that person puts on his eye al ha'ayin. Apple pish also lanicha b'Shabbos. Putting it on Shabbos is a problem. The Mishnah says shema mamareach. Anything thick, we're afraid you're going to do a mamarech, you're going to smooth it, and that's an iser. So you can't put it on Shabbos, but you want to put it on Erev Shabbos, and it's going to work on Shabbos. So that's okay. Belos is mugmer tachas hakelim. So you put these spices under clothing or stuff, under materials, and you light them up, and they make good smelling things. Vehemiz gabrim malem kol haShabbos, and they keep on going all Shabbos. Vafilu mugmer munich bekli, and even if your mugmer is put in a keli, and it's happening on Shabbos in the keli, they know the mitzvah al shvitzas kelim. There's no problem. Your kelim are allowed to do malacha as long as you're not doing malacha. That's not a problem. Belasis sa'irim begigis l'shreisim. You're allowed to put barley into this vat to soak them. Again, because even though it happens, it continues on Shabbos, not a problem. V'tayanim bekeres beis habad v'hagas. So you're allowed to put the beam on in the oil press or in the wine press. So you're putting the kaira, which presses down on the olives and the grapes. And you're allowed to do that Erev Shabbos, even though it continues, the weight continues squeezing on Shabbos. And in this case, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what the case is, v'ashemen v'ayayin ayotzmeh mutter. In this case, you'd be even able to consume the oil and the wine that comes out on Shabbos, it would be mutter. Finally, come on, Simon Shinchav Sefez, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what the case is when it's mutter. V'chein boiser umalilois, shariska mi bayjaim. So boiser is a not ripe grape, and it was very tart, a not ripe grape, and people used to use it like to dip their meat in. It was like vinegar, that type of thing. It had this tartness to it. Umalilois are kernels of grain. So these things, shariskan mi bayjaim, both of these things that you smash them, mi bayjaim, so mutarim hamashke mayotze mehem. Again, the mashke that comes out of them are mutter to have on Shabbos. Umutter los is chitim l'seich rechaim shalmayim sam l'chashecha, and you can put wheat into a mill that is propelled by water, even sam l'chashecha, and it continues to grind on Shabbos. The mill continues to run because the stream is flowing and making the thing go, and that makes it grind. Not a problem. Now, v'loy chayshinon l'hashmoz kol zok the Ramah. Tonight's the Ramah's yard sale, by the way. I wrote it down. 454th yard site of the Ramah's Lag BaOmer. The Taz in two places brings down the Levaya of the Ramah. The Shail of Saint Tziduk Adin and a Yoim Shein Aimrim by Tachanon. They say Zigadin. So for an Adam Gadol, so the Taz brings down Hilchos Rosh Chodesh and Hilchos Chanukah that he heard. I forgot who he brings it from. He said there was a Zaken Echad that said that he was at the Levaya of the Ramah in Tav Lamed Gimel. One place it says Tav Lamed Dal, but it's a mistake. Tav Lamed Gimel. And 1570, Taf Lamed Beis. 1572, I think Taf Lamed Beis. 1572, and they said Tzidik HaDin. So you see, by an Adam Gadol, even on a Yom Shein Ami Ritachon, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha without saying it was at the Ramah's Levaya. He just says, the Taz says, on Adam Gadol, you could say Tzidik HaDin. So the Ramah's yard site is on Lag BaOmer. Before the war, I have it in the Life of Tarva Leaders that I put out. Before the war, the Olam used to always go, no one went to Meiron, you couldn't go from Europe to Meiron, there was no such thing, very shvach habaisas. They all went to Krakow to the Ramah. It was in I saw brought down in one of the old Svarim that the train tickets in whole Poland were discounted going to Krakow and for the Lag BaOmer. Hundreds of people went, however this they used to go for the Ramah's yard sale. And my Zayde Zichrono Lebracha used to say, there was another reason why I used to go is because The Rama is Lamaisa, the one who was Megala, the Lag BaOmer is a Ksas Yontif. The Mechaber doesn't bring it down, you know, contrary to, you know, what everyone would think. The Rama in Hilchas Tachanun and in Hilchas Svira is the one who says it's a Ksas Yontif. Shein Ayim Bin Bay Tachanun. That's like the whole Yontif. But since he's the one who was Megala, that's a Yontif, so they went to the Rama and Rabbi Yosef Nechemia writes in a few places that the minig in Krakow was that the Rav would say a drasha. I don't remember if he says it was in the Rama Shul or not, but the Rav would say a drasha to Farenfazach a Shver Rama. That was the minig of the Rabbanim in Krakow. On Lag BaOmer, he said a drasha. You picked a Shver Rama somewhere and try to say pshat. And a few he has a drashas about it. Amali says the pilpul that he says. Amali doesn't. But that was the. That's the Rama. So, you know, so Punk the Rama, he's not going to like this, but Punk the Rama is the one who said, Pashtus to the Rama is that you can't shave or listen to music till tomorrow morning. So, Lamaisa, you know, on the Rama's yard site, you shouldn't listen to the Rama, you know what I mean? Doesn't make sense, right? Okay, so got it in. That's why you're here, Baruch Hashem. Okay. So Zakhtar Ramah, there's another problem here. A new thing, says the Ramah. L'chayra, it makes a lot of noise, a water mill. And people are going to hear, oh, the mill's going on Shabbos. It's not a covenant for Shabbos. Or maybe they'll be chayshadim. V'yesh oisrim b'reichayim. So Zakhtar Ramah v'aytar. No, some taka say it's osir. Anytime you have a case where there's going to be a loud noise and people might be chayshed that people will say that things are going on Shabbos, and again it might not even be a chashad, it might just be that it's an absha milsa, it's just not a kavadika thing, so memela you should not do it. That's how you should be noig l'chatchila. Miyum b'makom seida yesh lahakel, but b'makom seida you can be mekel, k'mayish esbar lo seif simin reish mem dalet. Umutter, one last halacha, then we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah. Umutter lahamid klei mashkoyle shakar in zeger me'erev Shabbos. You'll have to set up the clock on Erev Shabbos. Apal pi shemashmiya kol lo hidiya ashoyis b'Shabbos. So it would ding, it would make noise to tell you the hours on Shabbos, what it is. So you'll say, what do you mean? Tashmas kol, like everybody say, the clock is going. Ki akol yoidim shedarkam lahamid demasmal. Everybody knows that that's the derech to do it, so that would be like an alarm clock also, if it would be like in a public type of place. People know you set your alarm clock before, so that wouldn't be considered in this iser of Hashma's call. I guess it's not so simple that the Reichayim was set up like this. I don't know. The Rama is saying a clock. Everybody knows that this was the derech. He set it up, and it goes. Mashenkin. Other things that are big noisemakers that we're more worried about. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Lamed Hay, which is in the bottom of the Amud Beis from before. Hainu shepesach mayim samul chashecha misvas hamayon. So you're opening up the water close to Shabbos from the edge of the spring. Sheyelich legina lashkayis, and it's going to go into your garden and it's going to water it. Ula haniach. This is the stuff on the eye. Hainu. You keep it on the person's eye on Shabbos, and it continues to heal him. And the same thing is, it doesn't have to be on his eye. They have the things on any wound. They used to put on these things that were healing. It was a bandage, but it healed. And the same halacha. Lamed Zayin, Kilur Avos, it has to be a thick one. We're talking about a thick one. The Kilur Rach Vitzolo, because if it's a liquidy one, Sa'af V'Shabbos Gufo Mutter Laniach, Lanichai Kishay Yashar Mibayjayim. As long as it was already prepared from before Shabbos, there's no problem again, because part of this maybe either was because of Lisha, could the Kaman Simon Shincha Chesiv Chafal Vayin Sham, or if it was part, it was sometimes it was on a bandage also, so it was a problem of shay, being put, having it absorbed in the bandage. But as long as it was a rach vitzal, if it's a liquidy thing, so there's no problem in Mareach by that, so you can even put it on Shabbos. She'asur lamed ches, the thick one you can't put on Shabbos, but as we're saying, you put on Erev Shabbos shemi mareach because you might smooth it off. Belosis mugmer levoino mina besamim, these types of spices nice and aloesh, you put it on the fire, and then it smokes up and it gives a good smell into clothing that just smell good. Vafilu mugmar, and even if the mugmar we said is in a keli, sometimes it was on the ground, sometimes it was in a keli, but it makes no difference because there's no shvisas keli. Lishraisan, this is to put the barley into the vat for it to soak. The Vishabas also Ramam Sibishan Lambab, Sifir Al Fain Sham, that's all Tlish over there. So you can't do it on Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos you could. Vitayanin, you're allowed to put the Kaira and the Beis Habad in the gas. Bafilu le nisrasku mikoidem mutter litay. Now, even though the grapes and the olives were not ground up beforehand, there's different ways of squeezing things out. So sometimes they would grind them up a little bit and then they would put the kaira on. So they were already getting it that it was already broken up. And then so when you press it down, it comes out much quicker or easier, whatever the word is. So you might say, well, maybe this is only mutter if it was already, the process was started of nisrasek, and then you put the kaira on, okay, it's not such a big deal. He says, no. Afilu loy nisrasek mikoydem mutter litoin. Kevin shemaskel apulo koydem shetishka achamo. Again, once you start, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, no. However, legabe the oil and the wine that comes out, kasav amogen Avram, the ain mutter rakim utayin ba'oid hayom gadol sheyuchol israse kaidem Shabbos ayidei tina sakaira. Now, sometimes I guess the way was the beam itself. If it's on there long enough or heavy enough, it's already called nisrasik. It's already like totally smashed up. So whatever comes after that is also shvach ha'maisas. So you might think that. I'm sorry, so the Magen Avraham says the only time you could have the oil and the wine is if you put this kaira on long time before Shabbos started. So the main thing, Imamish got smashed very well before Shabbos. Vim Kain, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is as follows. Afilu sochelu acharach biyadayim b'Shabbos lekochi avchatas. The problem is like this. There's a gzeira that you're not allowed to use shemen or yayin that comes out of grapes and olives on Shabbos, even if they come out on their own. Why? Because we're afraid shemo yischait. If you're going to be able to drink the wine and the oil, you might actually squeeze it. But that's only if the squeezing will be an eser deraisa and a chiyav chatas. But in a case where it was nisrasik beforehand, it was so smashed up before Shabbos started, so even if you would squeeze it, the whatever's left, squeeze more, on Shabbos you would not be chayav chatas. So therefore, in that case, we would allow you to eat to drink the shemen and the yayin that comes out on Shabbos, because even if you would go and then give a squeeze to it, you wouldn't be over on a deraisa. So that's why he says it has to be that it was nisrasik before. But if you put the beam for the first time on it, right before Shkia, it doesn't get smashed enough before Shabbos. So then, so when the Mechaber said that the Shemen and Yayin Ayotzvem Mutter, that's not so simple. That's only in a case where by the time Shabbos came, it was already good in Nisrasek, then you would be able to, at least according to the Magen Avraham, then you'd be able to drink the Shemen and the Yayin. Continues the Mem Gimel, Vashem Vayayin Ayotze Pirish. Af Mashi Yotze B'Shabbos, like we said, V'lei Gazrin and Shema Yitzchot, K'moy She'gozru B'mashkim She'zobu Me'izeisim Anovim She'loi Nisrasku. And they're not geyser, you might come to squeeze it, like we're geyser by mashkin that just seeps out of zeisim and anovim that weren't smashed at all. Like we said, if you would actually squeeze it, you'd be chayv chatas. So even if it came out by itself, chazal were geyser, you can't drink it. Aval hachashikvar nidrusu ayyadea teina. A lot of different lashinas here. Nidrusu, nisrasku, there's a lot of different things there. Uvelav hachizav meyatzmai, elishiyaitze, tvei ayyadea schita biyazayim. So why is it? Why is it if I would squeeze it myself, there's no chiyav chatas here? So Mishabru is explaining, because really it's flowing out by itself. It's coming out by itself. You're going to do a little bit more that's not an Isser Deiraisa, Bezein Isser Ela Midrabanan. Alkein Bezov Miyatze B'Shabishar Legamri, Bezeh Atamu Gamkein B'Voyser Melilah Sheriskan. And this is the same thing with the next case, the Voyser Melilahs. There it said B'Ferish Sheriskan, you smash the Bagud, because again, by that point, there's no Gzeira Shema Yischait, because it would not be a Deiraisa. There's a more smashing. There's dicha as well. So the be'alach is even being more machmer. Risuk is not enough. You have to go even more than that, which is dicha. So there's these different stages of how smashed it has to be. V'chein boiser, what's a boiser? Anovim mitchilos and geshein dakin, when you have the grapes, when they're first starting to grow and they're really small, moitzime mashka, you squeeze out, you extract from it a liquid, l'tabel by baser, to dip the meat into it, l'fishu chazek v'karav l'hachmetz, that was the olden day, like ketchup. Umelilois, shibalim shabish l'kal tzarkam, these are kernels that have not fully ripened. Miraskan v'tenim ba'avonim. So he would smash them with and put stones on them. Umashka zav me'am, and there was some moisture and liquid that come out. Umetavul boy, and again it was used for dipping. Then we talked about putting the chitim in the rechayim. B'vadin shemuter oz bi'atzmoi liftayach gamkein as hamisgeres shalamayim shayideiz atoychanin harechayim. So it's not just about putting the wheat in, you could turn on the machine, right? There was some type of misgeres shalamayim, there was some type of lock and key here to get the thing rolling. So again, as long as you start the process, it doesn't make a difference. You start it before Shabbos. Shalmayim v'loy shal behema. They can only use a water one, but not an animal one. The mitzvah, she says, behemtai, because you can't have your animal going around and making the mill go on Shabbos, because that's Isser, she says, behemtai. Uvechol makayim, so this was the Ramah saying, yesh oisrim berechayim, and any time you should be choishesh b'ashmoz kol. Kol ubazeh, kol yoitze bazeh, hamashmiya kol. The avsha milsa, because ilusu l'shabata. It's Absha Milsa. It's just not proper. People hear the factory running on Shabbos. It's a zilzul de Shabbos, ilusa de Shabbos. Uchamaisha kasa v'darkei maisha, like the Darkei Maisha says. V'im harichayim shalein Yehudi, v'vadi shari losis esaychi b'ayjoyim. Now, if it's a goyisha reichayim, even though it's my chitim that I'm putting in, I'm the Jew, and I'm putting it in his reichayim so that it should be ground up, but there's no Avsha Milsa, because it's Goyisha thing. The pack that I put my stuff in is not a problem. That's a mutter on Shabbos. The problem of it running on Shabbos, it's a Goyish thing running. B'vad din imiskir lein Yehudi, if you rent it to the Goyish also, it's his for that. B'imai Yisrael mosher lein Yehudi tvua mi b'yayim, if the Yid gave to the Goy the tvua mi b'yayim, this is back to the beginning. If you gave it to him as a job, and you're paying him with katzatz, so now he wants to grind it up on Shabbos, that's his business. We had this before, that you can't stand there. And we really had it before in the end of Reish Mem, something also, Mem Zayim or something like that also. Ulutzairech ha-Pesach, oh, what if you're grinding wheat for matzah, for Pesach? So now you have to watch to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Mutter l'Yisrael yos oimid sham lira shalo yis chametz. He's allowed to stand there because that's for, it's not, I don't know if the word is because, even though it might be mechzik eshluchai, but there's a tzairach here, a tzairach mitzvah. We had before, even for a tzairach hefsid, you're allowed to be there, you shouldn't be so close. So they waive this sitting there, as long as you don't say a word, for certain situations. Like he says, v'chei mutu lo'yishib shoymer shalo yigna v'en yehudi, o v'vachli dabar v'y b'shum eisek, v'chumayshu gasamnu le'el, v'saif, simen ha'resh memdal, and resh memdal. Then we said, you should be noyeg l'chatchila, except, unless if it's a mokum say, the hatam, the oz yachalis mechadeh rishayna. If it's a pseidus, then you could be samech on the first shita, shemakelos lita mibayjaim, even if it's going to make a lot of noise, but you don't have to worry about it. Aval b'Shabbos, otzer lita nafil adeni hudi. But to do it on Shabbos, that you can't even have a guy do it for you on Shabbos. It's a malacha, and it's amir lakum. Vafil hu schiroi, even if he's your hired person, it doesn't make a difference, because, again, as long if it's you're giving him as a job, that's a whole different story. But your worker is a problem. Buying low b'sevim reishon. Gimel mishaburus katan yod diyaser shtar mechira lein yod diyamarka la Shabbos. Sell him the whole place for Shabbos, and then you don't have any problem. Ki hakol yoidim. This is the case of the watch, the clock. B'leyach sheduhu shehem hemidoi b'Shabbos. And no one's going to be chayshed. He set up the clock on Shabbos. So what you see here is to set up the clock on Shabbos that Shitaka can't do. But you also can't do it. If you can't do it, a guy can't do it. And even if you're telling the guy to do it because it's a shame mitzvah, leidus man kriyashma tvila, gam kein sarachin, it's not so pashut. The efshu diyesh by melacha dvar taira. Amira la akum to do a iser derabbanan b'makom mitzvah, so that's mutter. Amira la akum to do a dairaisa b'makom mitzvah is not as simple. I'm saying it's usher. It's not as simple. So therefore, he says it efshur diyesh by malacha dvar Torah. First of all, he's not sure. Maybe it's called tikkun kli. Maybe it's a makom patish. I don't know exactly which one it is. But he's saying maybe there's a dairaisa to set it up. And therefore it would not be mutter ayidei goy even b'makom mitzvah prima gadim ayin sham sheherachoid b'ayin lekamamasim shin la'ches b'shavur ma'ashenichta b'zeh. So later on it's going to talk about these halachas of when amir la'akum is mutter. So that's that. The one thing, just an interesting tidbit here, numerous times for sure in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Teferes Yisrael. Teferes Yisrael. Now, Pashtus is quoting in the beginning of the Teferes Yisrael's Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos called Kalkelus HaShabbos. Long Hakdama, he goes through all the Malachas and everything like that. Most of the time, I think, that when the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Teferes Yisrael, he's quoting from there and not necessarily from the Pirush on the Mishnah itself. That's most of the time. So if you look, about, I don't know, 10, 11 lines down here in the Bir Halacha, at the end of the line says, "Varisi la teferes Yisrael shekasav the rechayim shel ruach." There's a third type of mill. There's the animal mill, there's a water mill, and then there's a wind mill. Where does that fall into? So there he just brings this, the teferes Yisrael talks about a rechayim shel ruach, what the halacha is there. That's just an interesting maramakim. And we'll, Bez Hashem, continue on Wednesday.